On the banks of the Llano River, just south of Junction, Texas, among the cactus and the mesquite trees, sits a house that researchers hope will change the face of conservation. TPR Tech reporter Paul Flav reports.
Atmospheric scientist Brian Ansel walks past a small wind turbine, past a beige, double-wide, prefabricated home with solar array, and around the corner to a central piece of his experiment. A 10,000-gallon water tank filled with rainwater.
This is the water tank. So all the rain off the roof goes into pipes that go underground and then up that gray pipe into the top of the tank. Pressure sensor, it sits on the bottom and knows how much water is sitting on top of it. That data goes to the cloud.
He bends over and turns on the spigot of a smaller tank. He and his co-investigators want to change people's conservation behavior and how we live. They'll do it with this spacious four-bedroom house. Despite a bland exterior, it looks like something you'd find on Airbnb. But it is something none of those houses will have. A smart home system that monitors every drop of water and every watt of electricity and will tell you how to use it.
We are engineering a social change.
Social scientist and co-investigator Carol Lindquist says our end-of-the-month water bill isn't enough to influence us. Subjects living here will know exactly how much water they have in their tanks, how much they're using in real time, how much rain is coming, and most importantly, suggestions on how to make the water last. So say no rain is in the forecast, which isn't uncommon in these loamy hills. The system will tell you, hey, run the dishwasher every 3 days instead of every day, and you may need to shower every other day.
And you say, oh man, it's hot. It's summer. It's Texas. I want to shower every day.
So users have to decide, either make the sacrifice or risk running out and getting water from the grid.
So you accept some of the recommendations and reject others. I think that's the key. You don't have to be conserving. You can choose to be conserving.
They'll test the house out on couples for 6 months at a time. They don't expect problems recruiting volunteers to this out-of-the-way field station south of Junction, despite Kimball County being known more for its deer population than its nightlife.
We've had so many people of all ages, retired couples, you know, graduate students and everybody in between, saying, wow, can I apply?
Subjects will do long interviews on how it's going and keep an online journal. The Home Utility Management System, or HUMS, will be improved based on these suggestions. Because what's the point of making a system that people don't want to use, says Ansel.
I think it's first and foremost a test bed, and that's how we tweak things and, you know, make it useful in society. I think our end goal is, like we said, to get this in the mainstream, and to do that, it would be a commercialization kind of angle.
For too long, they say, the U.S. has relied on massive grids of power and water. When these things go down, it's catastrophic. Puerto Rico suffered mass water issues after Hurricane Maria, and a third of Texas is in drought right now, during what should be one of its wettest seasons. Droughts are becoming more frequent across the West and globally, and Nusha Ajami with the Stanford Woods Institute for the Environment says we need to change how we think about water.
It's extremely important. The era of mindless consumption is over. And if we don't pay more attention, if we don't try harder to engage people in the process, eventually we'll get to a point that we don't have water.
People are adaptable, she says. They just need the information and the know-how. After 4.5 years, the HUMS project hopes to launch in the next 12 months. But they're low on funds. Texas Tech provided a lump sum, and the team has put in around $30,000 of their own money. Lindquist even spent weeks painting the inside of the house. She says it's worth it, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the long-term possibilities are, they're delicious.
Because they may be able to change how we live and help others impact the world. I'm Paul Flav in Junction, Texas.